Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the Stripe Show podcast, Happy Hour Express Edition. It is Friday, July 23rd. I'm going to bring you everything you need to know from this week in golf in 10 or 15 minutes, sponsored by Encore Golf and their very awesome golf ball, the Vero X1. This week, it's just me, myself, and I, and my crazy dog on the floor who will probably bark at some point during this podcast, but it is what it is. Big news. It's Free Britney Friday, so join me on this journey. We are supporting Britney Spears today with our new graphic t-shirt. We're feeling good. We're going out to lunch with some friends. We've got a fun weekend planned here in Orlando with me and Bailey. Have some dates with our other dog friends. It's going to be a great weekend. Of course, we got some golf to watch. We've got the women's major, the Evian, going on over in Switzerland. But you guys, we were super spoiled the past few months. We had basically a super season of majors. And we had, what was it, seven majors in less than a year. And now we've got 250 something days until we get to see Augusta National again. So we were definitely spoiled the last few months, feeling a little down right now, not about the 3M Open, but just that, you know, our run of majors has come to a close. And we've got the 3M Open this week at TPC Twin Cities. Ricky Fowler was actually co-leading after round one. Very interesting there. Shot 7 under 64. Do you think that Ricky Fowler can win again on the PGA Tour? He hasn't played very well in the past few years, kind of just coasting along. But I don't really consider Ricky to ever be somebody who was ever dominant in his time of playing. Like, yeah, he won a couple times, but he wasn't at a dominant level. So it'll be interesting to see how he takes that first round co-lead. There's already some people in the morning on Friday who have surpassed him. So we'll see if he'll be able to keep that momentum going. Dustin Johnson is playing this week, and his caddy, who's also his brother, as we know, is out with COVID. So DJ's got somebody from his TaylorMade staff, Keith Sbarbaro, on the bag. AJ said he feels fine, which is great news, but definitely news there. We've got the Evian in Switzerland. Slow start for the Cordas and for Lydia Ko, which is surprising. Nelly Korda has been absolutely lighting it up recently. So I was looking forward to watching her play well. She can definitely still turn it around. She's somebody who can get in that mindset and turn that around. So I'm excited to watch that this weekend. And then let's see what else we got. Bandon Dunes was awarded 13 USGA championships over the next 24 years. I've never been to Bandon Dunes. I want to go so bad. It's like the golf nerds paradise. Most people who I know who play seriously have been. I have not. I also heard that they're going to be building another course. So maybe we'll have to take a trip out there soon. If you've been, I'd love to hear your experiences, any tips or tricks. Thinking about trying to go next summer. So definitely drop your recommendations if you've been to Bandon Dunes. Let's see what else. The LPGA is going to be featured in an EA Sports golf game. So now you can, I think this is next year, but you can play with the women, not only with the men, on video games. So that's going to be really awesome. Another really great way to bring more awareness to the LPGA. And that brings me to another point, is that with the time difference in Switzerland this weekend, definitely make sure to watch the Evian. Beautiful course. If that's the only reason you want to watch it, I don't blame you. It's gorgeous over there in Switzerland. I've been to Switzerland once and just had a great time. So I would definitely recommend, you know, hopping on the LPGA train. I know I say it a lot, but I promise you, you will be impressed and you will relate more to the game than you do on the PGA Tour, probably. Let's see. We need to talk about the Olympics, okay? Because there, in my opinion, and maybe I'm following the wrong people, I don't feel like there's any hype. I don't feel like anyone really cares. And I kind of feel bad for the players and not just of golf, but in all sports who have, you know, some people, this might be their only Olympics they ever compete in, right? With maybe gymnastics or, you know, swimming or some of the other sports that aren't as long-term as golf. And there are no fans allowed. It's already delayed by a year. It's going to be interesting to see. And the men's tournament, round one, starts on Wednesday, July 28th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And the women's round one starts Tuesday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. So that's where you need to be and when you need to be there to watch it. Stroke play, as we know. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the hype around it, if there is any hype around it. I don't know. I could honestly say that I'm not super excited about it. I don't necessarily also agree with the format of it. I think that it should be more of a team competition like the Ryder Cup or President's Cup. And I think that that would garner a little bit more attention and hype around it personally. Curious as to what you guys think. If there was a ideal format, what would it be? If you could decide what the format would be, what would you have it be? Definitely let me know, because I'd love to spitball this. Not that it's going to change anything, but would love to hear your thoughts.
Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Improve your golf swing today. Pro level launch data in the palm of your hand. It is very accurate, within 2% of a $20,000 unit. The Rapsodo MLM app automatically tracks stats and stores video with Shot Tracer, helpful for club gapping and understanding true distances for each club. Rapsodo MLM provides immediate feedback data and creates a better practice environment, not mindlessly hitting balls. Extremely portable, cases about the size of a rangefinder. And you know what? You can use it both indoors and outdoors. I love this launch monitor. It's the Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Check it out at rapsodo.com. RAPSODO.com. Rapsodo.com.
So I asked on Twitter, I said, let me know how are you feeling about the upcoming Olympics using one word? Let me read some. Someone said, aware, hatred, uninterested, indifferent, meh, forced, curious, indifferent, uninterested, yawn, intrigued, shrug. So a lot of different responses, but overall, I would say that most people don't care as much as I feel like we've cared about other Olympics in the past. And it makes me very sad for those people who are competing, and are really excited about it. They're just not going to have the same experience as, you know, their peers might have had in years past or in the future. So it just makes me kind of sad. I'll definitely be watching. But I think it started to rub me a little bit the wrong way when a lot of players started pulling out, saying that, you know, it wasn't important to them. It didn't matter. And I just think that if given the chance to play for my country, I would never second guess it personally. But I know that there's a lot of different things that go into it. It's not that cut and dry. So it is what it is. I'll be watching for sure. And can't wait to talk with you guys all about it on Twitter. So bent out of shape this week. We didn't get a ton of submissions, but I will still read what we did have. I asked people what had them bent out of shape this week in golf. Someone actually tweeted me preemptively the other day saying that there's no relief for poison ivy in the rules book, which is shocking to me, because you have to think about how miserable that would be if your ball was in poison ivy and you had to like swing in it or something, and instead you've taken unplayable lie. So I wonder if that's something that they're looking at. I wonder if it happens enough that they are being forced to look at it or not. Let's see what else everybody said. Adam said, I didn't book a tee time today and it's entirely my fault. Yes, it is your fault. Rob Miller said, Patrick Reed late, early again, screwed again. If you missed that, use Golf Facts, who we all think is Justine, tweeted about always being late, early on Thursday and Friday. So that's funny that continues as well. Someone said the old guys in front of me that probably needed to hit from the yellow tees, but still insisted on the whites. This is, you know, you just play the tees that your game most suits, best suits. Nobody cares what tee you play. Nobody's concerned with you. Just don't hold up the golf course. If you can't make it happen from the white tees, play the red tees. It's not the ladies' tees. It's the red tees. It just means it's shorter. And if that's what your game, if that's what works best for your game, then that's what you need to do in order to keep the pace moving and in order to have fun, most importantly. I am a big advocate for doing what makes you happy and doing what's going to have you have the most fun on the golf course, because it is a game. And if that means hitting driver hybrid into every par four, that's fine, but do it at a fast pace so you're not holding up the rest of the course. That's what I have to say about that. But that's pretty much all the news in golf this week. As I said, we've got the 3M Open, the Evian this weekend. Then we switch to the Olympics starting next week on Wednesday, I think I said. Yes, round one again. Men's Olympics round one, Wednesday, July 28th at 6:30 PM Eastern. And that's of course overnight. And then it will re-air the next morning. So Thursday morning. So keep an eye on that. We'll be doing a lot of cool stuff next week for the Olympics and the week after. But keep an eye on TPC Twin Cities, lots of water, need to make some birdies, keep it in front of you. And person who does that the best will be the winner. But thank you guys so much for joining me. I try to keep it short for you guys on Fridays. Just a quick little update on what's been going on in golf. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. And cheers one to me this weekend. I know I will be at lunch. And make it a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you next week.
I just want to interrupt this interview real quick and give a shout out to my friends over at Encore Golf. Encore provides some of the most cutting edge technology in a golf ball that I have ever seen. Their team in Buffalo, New York is changing the script of golf technology through their perimeter weighted designs, which offer players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course. With their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show.